This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you very much for joining me for this hour of Auto World. You've picked a good one because we have an outstanding guest standing by to entertain and inform us with all kinds of news from everything automotive, but in particular in the classic car, collector car world. He is the former collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book and works for a wide variety of publications now as a freelancer and websites, and does some work actually for some of the auction companies themselves directly. Phil Skinner will be our guest in this hour of the program. Telephone wise, you can reach out if you have a question about a collector car, antique car, rare car, unusual car. If you'd like to tell us about one, we always love to hear those stories, the one that was found in the barn, the one that was found in a field, the one that your dad owned or your grandfather owned, the one that got away. We all have the one, at least in our lives, that got away, and perhaps you'd like to torture yourself and not want to know how much it would be worth if you had held on to it. Well, all those things and more we can help you out with at our toll-free line, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or better yet, email us up. You can email us at bob@autoworldradio.com, bob at BobLongRadio.com, or Phil Skinner, actually, at AutoWorldRadio.com is now active, so be sure and use that as well. We go now to Southern California and bring forth the man himself. This is a gentleman I consider to be the number one expert in the collector car world. And he's also one of the nicest guys you'd want to meet. His name is Phil Skinner. Phil, welcome to the program. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Bob, and happy almost winter time to you. We're doing pretty darn good.
That's right. As you pointed out to me in a little email earlier today, we just saw the press days of the Los Angeles International Auto Show wrap up, and lots of news, lots of the year awards. Motor Trend gave out their four of the year awards at once. It's interesting how time has changed, Phil. As you know, at one time, Motor Trend would have one issue devoted to their car of the year, one issue devoted to the sport utility of the year, one issue devoted to the truck of the year. They've now added a person of the year as well, but in today's ADD and content-hungry world, all these different outfits are competing against each other, so Motor Trend just unveiled them all at the festivities outside the L.A. Auto Show. Did you get a chance to go over to the L.A. Auto Show this year?
We did not get a chance to go. We were called away to do some catalog work for an auction house, and that kind of precluded our, we had planned to go, but like I said, the this job came up, and sometimes you got to follow the money.
But well, I can certainly understand that.
I understand over 60 reveals, 60 different vehicles were revealed there, over 1,150 vehicles on display. It is bigger than it has ever been, I believe, and it's just, I mean, from my understanding, the crowds are huge. The public crowds are huge.
It's very true, and having been there many, many times during media days and during the public days as well, it's certainly one of the one of the hot shows in the world there. The four big ones here in North America, L.A., kicking it off. There's usually a little bit more attention focused to electric vehicles or hybrid vehicles, and the same could be said for this year. But we saw the debut of a Jeep pickup truck, a true competitor for 2020 called the Gladiator. This will compete against regular light-duty pickup trucks like the base F-150 from Ford and the Silverado from Chevrolet, the Ram from Ram. And we also saw the unveiling of the latest generation of the Porsche 911. Can't believe it, Phil, but they're still making the 911. It's all new, but it still has that iconic look.
Yes, and you know, it's interesting about that Jeep Gladiator. It's, again, what I do like about Moto Car Show, seeing things being reborn. Jeep started to use the Gladiator name back in the mid-1960s, over 50 years ago. And it was a very successful, in fact, 1964 was the first year, I'm sorry, 63. And bringing back a name, an old name that they still hold on to, hopefully they'll make it a good competing pick 'em up.
Yeah, I definitely think they're going to do very well with this product. It seems like worldwide, of all the brands within Fiat Chrysler automobiles, Jeep is kind of the golden one because they're doing so well around the world. And after the passing of FCA chief and Ferrari chief Sergio Marchionne during routine surgery this year, Mike Manley, a Brit who is the former head of Jeep, was named to succeed him. So they have a lot of confidence in Mike Manley because he has grown the Jeep brand worldwide. And what about in the collector car market, Phil? Are Jeeps, certainly the early Jeeps are highly sought after, but what about Jeep as a brand?
Yeah, there is a strong following. You know, off-road vehicles are really hot in the market. The Ford Bronco, the International Scout, to somewhat the Chevrolet Blazers. But Jeep is, I mean, that's the grandfather of American 4x4s. And early post-war Jeep, obviously World War II produced Jeeps, both those built by Ford and by Willys Overland. But yeah, the Jeeps, and then the what's really come up, and we just noticed this a week ago at the Mecham auction, there were a couple of Jeep station wagons in the 50s. Very so the Jeep brand we're looking at, they know it's a rugged, solid, all-American brand, and I think it's the only brand name I know that has been built by at least six different companies.
That's true.
You know,
that is so true.
Willys Overland, you have Kaiser Frazier, Chrysler, Daimler, Daimler Chrysler, Fiat Chrysler, Ford Motor Company, as I said, and they, how many companies are built? It's built under the Jeep brand. Number of Jeep branded Jeeps under license, but they were titled as a Mitsubishi. So,
Next up on the auto show agenda, your phone's breaking up just a little bit, Phil, is the Detroit Auto Show. It's called the North American International Auto Show, and I've broadcasted from there, pretty much 20 years straight up until the last couple of years. And the big news in Detroit, and it's certainly good news for all of us who generally are there every year, is that this year, 2019, will be the last year for a January show, as they are moving that show to June. And so, hallelujah, no more snowstorms to deal with.
No more snowball fights in front of Cobo Hall, huh?
No, and it's welcome all the journalists and we've seen a pullout of many manufacturers from these traditional auto shows, but Detroit in particular, and they think this is going to really revive it. Chicago is very much a truck-based show, but the largest public show as it draws from many, many different states. And New York is huge and getting bigger, and someday it may be Los Angeles and New York leading the way here in the U.S. of A. We've got the international ones, too, but we'll leave that for another time. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Collector car market experts, auction expert Phil joins us live from Southern California. And we've talked a little bit about the LA Auto Show, but let's take a look back. We're into the month of December, and let's take a look at this year as far as the state of the world when it comes to all things collector car and auction-wise as well. It was a pretty active year.
It's been a very active year, especially in the auction world. A number of changes. We've watched one company being purchased by a huge industrial auction. That Blake Auctions was purchased by Ritchie Brothers, which is world's largest company. The learning process, because Ritchie Brothers sells stuff that businesses need, big companies, corporations, oil exploration, etc. And their auctions are more of an auction of need. People need to sell the stuff so their company can move on, and other people need to buy it so their company can grow. Whereas the collector car auctions are really an auction of, shall we say, I want a new Corvette. I want a new Ferrari, an old Ferrari for my collection. I want an old Edsel or something. And so it's two different genres, and like I said, the only thing in common, and Gary Bennett, who heads up the Lake operation, told me, he said, it's just trying to, the only thing in common between the two is the word auction.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, because there are significant differences. The other thing that you pointed out to me is swap meets seem to be coming back into favor, and I know you've had the opportunity to go to a number of these. Tell us about this, Phil.
Yeah, we're seeing this as kind of a phenomenon. They're in the early 2000s with the coming on of the Internet. Swap meets started to kind of lose favor. People could, oh, I can buy it at home. Why go look for it? But I think that novelty has worn off and people want to go back. This morning I had a couple of friends who ventured out to the Pomona swap meet and here in California, and they said that you couldn't believe it. It was just jam-packed with vendors, jam-packed with people buying, and talking to the organizers of that meet, they said the response has been steadily growing over the last two or three years. We know there are several other major swap meets that we hit every year. And I heard this year, even at Hershey, there were more vendors than there has been in past years actively selling. We were seeing a phenomenon at Hershey where people were just buying a swap space, put out a couple of items, but they were using it mainly because of parking. And Hershey, parking is a bit of an issue.
Yeah, and private sales seem to be very much hot these days. Tell our listeners about private sales.
Private sales, that's like from one person to another, or we're also seeing dealers. We were at an auction, let's say, in Las Vegas last couple weeks ago, the Mecum auction, and we were talking to the dealers, and they were telling us how the market has never been stronger. People are really out there buying. Auctions are, you know, still very popular, but as I was explained once, less than 15% of all collector car trades and sales are conducted through the collector car auction. The reason we rely on them so heavily is because they're the most public form. Sales are always kind of done in private with recent tax laws. There's all sorts of different concerns by collectors, long-term collectors and short-term collectors. So there's quite a bit of activity, and like I say, it's right now it's probably one of the hottest markets in the collector car world.
And of course, there are some trusted independents, including Joe Bortz there out of Chicago with his amazing collections over the years. Let's talk about restoration. This is an area that I know that you've pointed out in the past has really grown significantly, the cost of doing restoration. And you've warned our listeners many times that You know, be sure that when you're buying a car, if you're going to restore it, that you're doing it for the right reason, because more often than not, it's going to cost you more to restore it than you'll ever recoup it at an auction down the road.
Well, a very good friend of mine once said, Mr. Buck Camphausen, who's a noted collector out of California, he said, Phil, I made a small fortune in old cars. I said, that's amazing, Buck. And he said, yeah, but I started with a really big one. And the kick is that the hobby, it is a hobby. It's something where you hopefully have disposable cash. Don't be taking a second mortgage out on your house. Don't be spending, you know, cashing out your kids' college funds to buy a collector car, because the hobby really is a disposable cash hobby. If you're not the richest guy in the world, you can still take part. You just have to set your sights a little bit lower. One of the reasons I love my Edsels is because they're an affordable collector car. I love Duesenberg. I love Cords. I love Auburn. They're just not in my price range. And so it's just setting your sights that are not too much elevated over your wallet.
Yeah, that's something that more people should listen to you on, because I know that there are some, like you said, borrowing of monies from other destinations or had other plans for it, and then they end up blowing it at an auction. So you got to be careful and take Phil's advice and my advice.
Something you touched on real briefly, I was mentioning, was Joe Bortz. Joe has come up with a unique service. He has his own collector cars. He's very well known in the hobby. But he also has a lot of experience in the auction world and buying and selling cars. And he has like a team that will go out and inspect the vehicle for you before you're buying. So let's say you're in Orlando, Florida, and there happens to be a great car, say in Topeka, Kansas. And you're interested in that car, he has people that can go out, do the inspection for you that are independent. And that's what you really need, is somebody who doesn't have any money involved in it. It costs you a couple hundred dollars, but if you're going to be spending $20,000, $25,000, $30,000 or more on a car, it really doesn't hurt to send somebody out and look at a car.
That's a really good advice. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And the independent is so crucial.
Right. And in fact, what happened is, just very recently, I was asked to go look at a car for a gentleman. They were looking at about $125,000, what the asking price was. We went out there. We looked at the car. I told him I thought it was a little bit more money than I would think it would be worth, but the gentleman wanted the car. They negotiated, and $150,000. So it helped.
Yeah, it definitely helps. We're going to have more with Phil Skinner. We're going to talk about the role of the internet, and we're going to talk about some other cool things as well. And don't be a stranger. Send us an email, even if we're on tape delay at your particular station. You can send us an email anytime, 24/7. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. People worldwide are remembering former President George H.W. Bush. Margaret Brennan put it this way on CBS's Face the Nation.
You heard Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany give him credit, call him a father of reunified Germany. Look to something like a crisis, like the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre, and how Bush 41 handled that. Mr. Bush had experiences having been the first U.S. envoy to China. He used that in his time as CIA director to then manage what could have really been a very different outcome for a country that went on to become our chief economic rival.
Former President Bush will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda on Monday, allowing the public to pay its respects. A state funeral will be held on Wednesday, and his burial in Texas is on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
When it comes to the collector car world, auctions, everything classic car, this is the guy for you, Phil Skinner, collector car market editor for Kelley Blue Book for many, many years. He's now hung up that hat and is doing a lot of freelance writing and a lot of consulting work for various individuals and some auction companies as well. Before we move on to talk about the internet and how things are a little bit different these days, just going back to restoration, you bring out a really good point here in a note you sent to me a little bit earlier today, and that's the need for young people to learn the trade of restoring the classic cars that colleges like McPherson College, there's a great need for this as the population gets older and there are fewer and fewer people who have the knowledge. Phil, are you with us? I don't know what happened to Phil. How do you like that? We'll find out. You're listening to Auto World. We're rolling along fine, and I know our network is a little short-staffed at the moment, and so they're doing what they call double boarding. So they were running my show concurrently with another show, and there may have been a phone problem here that hasn't been picked up by the folks at GCN Master Control yet. Let's see if we can get, I'll send Phil a note to dial in to a special number. And hopefully that will do the trick. Meanwhile, we'd love to hear from you. Love to hear those stories. You know, what was the first car you ever drove? What was the first car you ever really fell in love with? What was the car that you, as a kid, said to yourself, someday, I hope, I'm going to be able to own one of these, whether it be new or whether it be used. Tell us about your grandfather's car or your mom's car. Did you name your car? Lots of people can tell us stories of some interesting names for vehicles that they have within families and such. So please, by all means, give us a call at our toll-free line, which is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Phil Skinner is our guest in this hour, and we've had a little phone interruption with Phil. So I'm going to send him a note here to call into the secret backup number for the shows on GCN, and he should get the producer, who is doing 12 different things at the moment. But let's send this note off to Phil, doing it as we speak here in the dark. My light went out on me, so this makes it interesting typing in the dark, but we'll get it off to him, and we have officially done so. And as a matter of fact, he's sending me a note right now that he got disconnected, so we'll work on that. Hopefully he'll get mine, and then he'll dial that special number and get into okay, we'll send this off to the producer for Auto World. Mackenzie's off this week, and we've got Alex helping us out. Okay, sounds great. And we're talking about restoration, and that's something that we definitely need to reiterate with Phil.
And, here we are.
All right, terrific, Phil. I was mentioning off air and on air that the point that you bring out about getting more young people educated in the skills and the tools and the how-tos of doing high-end restoration is very much needed. Colleges like McPherson College in Kansas and other places around the nation that offer the program. There aren't that many. It's so important, and this is a great way for a young person to carve out a niche for themselves, a niche that could be quite lucrative.
It is. I just had lunch on Friday with Randy Ema, who's extremely knowledgeable in the Auburn, Core, and Duesenberg world, and has a collection of over 50 really vintage automobiles of his own. And that's one thing he says. It's hard for him to find help. He has a restoration shop, finding people who are competent. And when he finds somebody who is competent, a younger person, they often want to take off and start their own business. And so it's right now, it's like one of those critically needed, careers. Medical profession and antique automotive restoration. And there,
exactly.
And people say, well, how many old cars need to be restored? There's a lot of them out there.
There sure are. No question about it. Let's talk about the Internet. Of course, when the Internet was new and in the first decade of the Internet and beyond, it has exploded in size and lots of things that used to be done in person drifted over to being done in the world of cyberspace. But just as you pointed out, with the swap meets coming back into vogue, the Internet is changing things in other ways as well.
That's right. And one of the biggest things is doing research. 20 years ago, if somebody asked me to do research on, say, the Checker automobile, I'd have to go try and find some books on some library shelves, maybe try to, you know, contact somebody who knew something about them, the Checker Club or something. Today, if I want to find out about the Checker Automobile, I just go to Google, click in Checker Automobile Kalamazoo, and next thing you know, I've got the whole history right there in front of me. That's the biggest thing, is it's really turned research around. Now, some of it you have to, you know, take with a grain of salt. I never publish anything based off of just something I see on the internet. I do look for secondary sources. But still, the fact is you have that initial starting point, which you didn't have 20, even 15 years ago to the extent you do today. And so the internet's a great tool, and it's something you should try to use. Finding parts. 10 years ago, I had to replace the windshield in my 1960 Ethel wagon, and I could not find a rubber gasket anywhere. I've gotten to the point, I just recently realized that there's a company in the East Coast makes rubber gaskets now for my station wagon. I ordered it, $150 later. I've got a new gasket, which I could say was unobtainium 15 years ago.
Wow, what a great story. I know another thing that you wanted to touch on, and I'd love to hear about the Harold Rapp Pioneer Village in Nebraska that you spent some time with this year.
Yeah, it's actually the Harold Warp Pioneer Village.
Okay.
Harold Warp is kind of one of these American dreams come true. He was the 12th of 12 kids in a Norwegian immigrant family, brought up in a little outside a little burg called Minden, Nebraska. Actually, truthfully, in a dugout house, dug out of dirt with sod as the walls and sod as the roof. He went on to get into chemical engineering, developed a little something called Flexoglass, which is a competitor to plexiglass. And his company, really, multi-million dollar company. In the late 1940s, he went to the Henry Ford Museum in Dearborn, and he saw all the wonderful things they had, but they just weren't in good order. So he decided he was going to his own place and do it in order development, which we can talk about, I guess, later on.
Yeah, on the other side, more about the Harold Warp Pioneer Village in Nebraska. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
On the road again. I'm on the road again.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Phil Skinner joins us live. We're talking all about the Herald Warp, a pioneer village in Nebraska. And this, I just logged on to pioneervillage.org. What an amazing website. But tell us a little bit more about Harold's visit to, Dearborn, and that's what kind of gave him the idea to do this.
Well, I'd say he went to the Henry Ford Museum, and he kind of asked him, he says, how come this stuff isn't in, like, an order where you can follow its development? And they kind of said, because Mr. Ford wanted it this way. And he said, well, that's not very commonsensical. So he went back home and the Minden, Nebraska, and he created his own museum, Pioneer Village, and he wanted to capture a little bit of everything Americana, and that includes everything from the development of the flashlight, cameras, telephones, radio equipment, medical equipment, agriculture, because that was very big up there in Nebraska. And he has a huge assortment. I'm thinking close to about 350 to 400 automobiles, and they are all pretty much in the order of development. You will have a row of Chevrolets. You'll have a row of Fords, and they are in chronological order, and they show how the car industry improved over the years. They show how the telephone industry, aviation, even ocean-going boats. It's a collection of buildings, everything. And the problem is Mr. Warp passed away back in 1994, and he left a rather small endowment to keep the facility going with the hopes that it would be kind of self-supporting, which unfortunately it's kind of fallen on hard times. There is some money coming in from the corporation that was, Mr. Warp's corporation, which his son now operates, but it's a pretty shoestring budget to keep that place open. And we were up there a couple of weeks ago, a couple months ago actually now, a good friend of ours, Chad Ehrlich out of Great Bend, and his daughter Addie went up there with us. We had a great time, but we both were concerned as this place needs an infusion of money. It needs an infusion of people to come up there and see it. And we think it is one of America's greatest treasures. And so I'm really imploring upon your listening audience, if you're in the Midwest area, you're looking for that summer or spring trip, I'd really put Minden, Nebraska on it. It's not a lot of money. It's well worth it. What a great way to spend the day learning about the way America has grown up.
So true. And right on the website, over 50,000 items are on display in this museum. Boy, I'd love to...
There's something there for everybody, you know. You have your wife with you. She can look at how washing machines have improved, and then be glad she doesn't have to use the old wringer and everything else.
That's true.
They have kitchen appliances and all sorts of stuff like that. Toys. You got the kids with you. You can see how toys have come up through the years and gotten better. If you have somebody who's a camera freak, you go up there, and the wide range of photographic equipment they have is just wonderful. Even broadcasting equipment. They have a complete television setup there, television station setup from the 1950s. Just amazing to see that original equipment there. And it's, like I say, it is a wonderful thing he started, and I really think it needs to be preserved and carried on. And it's going to be my little flag I'm going to try to wave here for them unofficially.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea. We'll see if we can get a representative from the museum on the radio here as well, because I'm with you 100% on this. This needs to be saved, and hopefully there's some big sponsor or somebody who will come along or individual come along and give this museum the kind of support it needs, because this is a one-of-a-kind place. So here we are approaching the end of the year, Phil. As you look back at 2018, what were some of your personal favorite highlights or moments, and tell us what we have to look forward from you in 2019.
Well, this year I really accepted the life of being retired. We took 5 different major driving trips this year, which we've never been able to do before. Hit a lot of museums, hit a lot of collections, did a lot of exploring, and there's a great America out there, and it was a real eye-opener to me, places I want to go back to, some places I don't want to go back to.
Yeah.
But it was a great year that way. We're looking at 2019. We're not going to be doing quite as many auctions, I don't think. Kind of scaling back that. We've gotten more into doing freelance writing. We've gotten a number of writing assignments from different editors. And I think we're going to be pursuing a lot more of that. Plus, my work now with Old Cars Weekly, they have their Old Cars Price Guide, and they've recently asked me to help in the editing and monitoring of the collector car market for them. So you can watch, I'll still be out there looking and seeing what the prices of vehicles are, and they'll still be, contributing to several different magazines, for auction reports and sales reports and market reports, including Auto World Radio.
Oh, thank you, my friend, and congratulations on that deal you have with Old Cars Weekly. That sounds like a real win-win for you.
That's right, Bob. And again, our hopes are to get down to Florida and say hi to you in person.
Oh, that would be great. Of course, our mutual friend John Craman will be here for the big extravaganza in Kissimmee. And did you get a chance to have dinner or lunch with John in Las Vegas?
Our schedules didn't allow us to do that. We did get to say hi to each other, got to chat for a few moments. But when you're a big television star, going out with a going out with a lowly journalist is kind of, wow. he was very busy, but he is a good guy. And the thing is about John Craman, he's on the air. He's really high respected. A lot of people know him. When we do go out to dinner, people come up all the time, want an autograph or a picture with him. And I've known John before he was in that position, and he was a very laid-back, nice, just wonderful individual, and he hasn't changed. He's still just a great guy who really loves cars, knows his cars, and he also is a big airplane guy. He likes aviation. That's his little secret forte, that he likes playing with airplanes.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's very interesting. And yeah, I can say the same thing about at least my experience with Wayne Carini. His show has just exploded globally, and yet, you know, he's still the same Wayne that he was long before all this fame and fortune came his way. So we've got Donald Osborne, another guy we've known for a long, long time. He's the guy that wrote the article that got Wayne Carini his television show just by chance. But he's doing work now with
Jay Leno. And we have another mutual friend who's done very well in television. That's Dennis Gage.
Oh, of course.
And
absolutely.
Dennis is still, every time I see him, we chat there, and he says, do you believe we're, just no. Just doesn't, he doesn't know it. He just like, you know, he was a lowly little food engineer, and his wife told him to take the kids down, take some photos for, you know, some talent agency thing. The guy sat there and said, hey, I got a show for you, and he thought it was a scam at first. And it turned out to be the real thing, and he has never regretted a moment of it. So,
what a great story that is!
Yeah,
Dennis has been on the show in the past too, and like you say, just a real down to earth guy, which you don't find in a lot of the media. Once you get into that kind of success in television, it usually ends up going to your head.
You and I have both met people who went from nothing to stardom or celebrity, so we say, and afterwards you just didn't want to be around them. And people you and I know that.
Yeah.
So it's the real character content there that we enjoy, and the real genuine people, the ones we know. Even, you know, like Jay Leno, he's a real car guy who's, you know, he's still a human being. That's what's really good about him.
And he likes to get under the cars and wrench on them himself, which, you know, a lot of people would be shocked to find out, but is 100% true. And, you know, I've heard many a story where somebody's driving on Mulholland Drive outside of Beverly Hills, and they'll break down, and who comes to the rescue but Jay Leno, who happens to be out driving that day. I've heard that from more than a couple of people. Wow. Well, Phil, usual,
Bob,
a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me today.
We'll definitely have to do this again soon, and say hello to the missus for me, and say hello to all your wonderful Edsels. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.